I'm Annie. Don't you have anyone to look after you? Do you want to come home with me?
The top two dogs in Australia earn an invitation to compete at a Crumpets Dog Show in London, which boasts a grand prize of $250,000.
That's it! Go!
Me and Runt are going to make it to the Crumpets Dog Show.
Sounds a bit stupid. Do not think you're in any position to be making judgment on what is stupid. Runt doesn't have a specified breed.
He's just Runt. He was a stray, but now he lives with us. Where he comes from doesn't matter.
I want that Runt out of the ring.
Is this big glittering?
For a long time, he didn't have anyone, and you found each other. You became his whole world. All he wants to see is you.
The integrity of your trousers has been a bit compromised.
Pass me that towel, I've been defiled.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, it's a Talking Flicks special run. It is in cinemas this coming Thursday. Make sure you get along and check it out. And Mr. Lee, what a fantastic movie, because we got to see it obviously before everyone else has, and we loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Oh, it certainly was, Jay. I actually enjoyed this movie so much. The messages, all that in the movie, the actors, everything. It just works so well together. And I have to say, the main actress, which is Lily LaCoury, brilliant. She's going to go a long way, that girl.
Yeah, I'm seeing Hollywood written all over us. And joining us today, the man behind the movie, the director, John Sheedy. John, thanks heaps for your time. I know that this must be a real whirlwind time for you at the moment. There's a lot going on, but thanks for coming on Talking Flicks. Mate, what a great movie. Has the feedback been from the people so far that have checked it out, and everyone must be raving about it?
Thank you. And thank you for having me on. It's so nice to be on. Look, the feedback's been very, very positive. You know, what I loved about this film, obviously what attracted me to it was it is a feel-good film. And I think it's something that we need today. The world's a very kind of mean-spirited place at the moment. And so to have such a beautiful feel-good film with a really positive message is wonderful. And that certainly has been the response to the movie. It's been very, very positive and uplifting. And, so we couldn't be more thrilled.
And that's the thing. The positive message that's in this movie is just unbelievable. Like, you come out feeling so happy, and that's what I loved about it. Like, you know, you go in, and as you said, we don't get many movies like these days. They're all, you know, superheroes or, you know, horrors at the moment. Yes. Horrors have been massive this year, and so it is good to have a change and have something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, isn't that it's a very interesting thing you say. There's a lot of horrors and things, and it's a reflection on where the world is at the moment. And yes. So, you know, for me, I've always been attracted to a story, a script that, you know, where, I mean, I love to go in, make people laugh, break their hearts, put it back together again, and then send them out smiling, you know? And Craig Silvey has penned such a beautiful story with such beautiful characters, with a beautiful message. I couldn't say no to it when he first gave it to me, and I went, I'm in, totally. And I love dogs.
Yeah, well, who doesn't love dogs? And that's a good question I was going to ask you. When you actually talked to Craig Silvey about it, have you read the book before that, or you read it and then went, yeah, this is what I want to do, make this movie?
Well, it's funny because, it was Craig Silvey and I have collaborated before. Multiple times, you know, and Jasper Jones adapting that to the stage and the Amber Amulet. And, you know, after my film Makers for Happiness came out, he was inspired by that, and he wrote the screenplay first and then said, here, I've written this screenplay, you need to direct it. And to be honest, I wasn't looking to do another family film, but I read it, and of course, it had all the feelings you want to feel throughout it. It had so much charm and heart, and a really good balance of humour and pathos throughout. That I went, I can't say no to this, and I fell in love with it. I visualized it at every turn of the page, and I was in. And then, you know, he was very, very cleverly penning the book at the same time. And, you know, then the book came out, and so it was kind of went hand in hand.
John, are you a book person? For me, I prefer to see things on the screen. I struggle to get through a book sometimes. I'm like, no, I can't wait till it hits the big screen. So well, thank you for bringing this movie out on the big screen, because now I can, you know, as I've just watched it, and that's good. I can kind of go into the book. But is that what inspired, like with these movies, is that where you go to? You get these ideas from these books?
I am a big book reader. I don't have a Kindle, and I don't download audiobooks, which I think audiobooks are great, mm-hmm. by the way, but I love having a solid book in my hand and reading it and traveling with it. And so, authors and their stories in books do inspire. I do read a lot of scripts, and, you know, for me, It's about the message, it's about the heart of the story, and visually, on every turn of the page, if I'm visualising it and I connect with the characters, I'm in. And that was just a no-brainer with Runt.
Which is quite remarkable, because the actual place that you filmed was in Western Australia, and yes. it was visually stunning. And the township itself, you did a great job in bringing Upside Down into the actual movie world, basically.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, when you look at, you know, Craig
is a master at creating really fun names like the Shearers, you know, who are sheep farmers, and the town of Ups and Downs, and a villain called Fergus Fink. And so
you have to play the names, you know, and the world he's created. And so for us it was very important, well, for me and the creative team, to create a world that was quite timeless and very storybook-like. And so the town of York, which literally had one main street, and and the architecture was very timeless, and the community were just beautiful and quirky. And I went, this is the place. And the surrounding farmlands were incredible, with all that golden wheat and the red dust roads and the blue skies. And we went, I was like, this is the town of Ups and Downs. And then, of course, you know, Terry Lemira, who's the costume designer, hooked into it and delivered such an incredible job, as did Clayton Jauncey, who was the production designer. Just we all were on the same page, and they did such fabulous work to create this world for our audience.
Well, John, you got the scenery, you got the costumes, but you've got to have the talent to match. And by God, yes. You get some talent in this film. Jai Courtney, Deborah Mailman, Jack Thompson, Celeste Barber, Lily LaTorre and Jack as well. Wow, how did you get everyone into this? How did you get them all together? What was the go? Were we flicking out emails? How did you get them? How did you get them all on board?
Yeah. Well, you first of all, you know, when you read a script, I do, and I have actors in my mind that I go, I can see that person playing that, and that person playing that, and that person playing that, and you know, we had Kirsty McGregor, the casting director, on, who is fabulous, and I always work with. She's got such great taste. And you know, when I knew I wanted Jai Courtney for Brian Shearer. Jai and I have worked together. We're friends. And I flicked him the script and I said, I reckon you've got, you know, this character. And he did. And he certainly adds such complexities to the role and does a beautiful job. Same with Celeste Barber. I just went, you know what? She's a trained actor. She's not just the funny girl on Instagram. She's a trained actor, and she does have the comedy chops. And then Genevieve Lemon, who is one of my favourite actors in this country for Dolly. And then Lily LaTorre, who just, you know, she shines. She comes on set with a light in her, and she is such a natural to it, and she carries the whole film. And, of course, Deb Mailman, I love to death. Jack Thompson, I love to death. I've worked with them before. So it was really a matter of getting you're collaborating with the artists that you've worked with, you know, and you know will bring to the screen, or, you know, the heart and the soul of those characters. So it was a joy to cast. It's one of my favourite things, is the casting process.
Yeah, well, you certainly got it right, because I have to say, Brian and Annie, you believe they were father and daughter. They just worked so well together. And they, as you said, they were carrying the whole film, and especially Lily, she was. And the surprise for me, Bart, was Celeste Barber, because I only knew her really as a comedian. And I was, she played that part as mum so good, and she was so quirky. And I thought that was such a good thing to come across. And I could see people, and I actually know people who are similar to those people. So you can relate so well to those.
Yeah, well, I've known Celeste for a long time, and I knew her as an actor in theatre and when she was doing television on All Saints. So I knew she had the acting ability, and I've always admired her. And so it really was a no-brainer. And I thought her and Jai as Mr. and Mrs. Shearer with Lily and the wonderful Jack and then, of course, Genevieve, I went, there's the great family right there.
Mm, yeah, definitely, definitely. And I think we've got to remember one of the biggest stars of the movie, Runt, Squid.
Yes.
Now, I heard that the process with Squid was you guys were looking for someone to play the character of Runt, and you guys were – it was an email that came through. That was where you guys had first heard of Squid. Is that how it kind of worked out? You'd put it out. And whereabouts did you guys find Squid? Whereabouts did he come from?
So Squiddy is a female, playing a male, which could be controversial these days. But Squiddy is quite beautiful, and you know, I always visualised a very scruffy, very individual looking dog, a mixed breed, and we had Peter and Rebecca were the dog trainers, and they were on the search, and we looked at a lot of dogs, and we went to rescue centres, and Squid was found at a rescue centre, and they sent photos through to me, and I went, that's the dog. That's exactly the dog and the look. And they said, well, Squiddy behaves well, Squiddy's trainable, she has personality, and I went, and she's also very photogenic. And so they spent 6 months training Squid, and Squid came on set, and Lily, I've got to say, had such a beautiful relationship with that dog and spent a lot of time with her, as we all did. And look, I'm not going to lie, treats help in a performance.
So whereabouts is Squid now? So I'm guessing Squid would be one of the biggest stars in the country at the moment. So whereabouts does Squid live? Who does Squid live with?
Squid lives in Dalesford in Victoria. So Squid stayed with trainer Rebecca. I wanted to take Squid home, but Squid had been living with Rebecca for 6 months training, so it made sense. And I guess, you know, Squid's got a really great home in Dalesford, lots of room to run around. You know, she's in Victoria, so I get to pop up and say hi to her because I live in Melbourne. So Squiddy's got a good home.
Oh, that's so good. Now, you actually had quite a few dogs in the movie. So what was that like working on the set with all those dogs in the dog show and all that? Mm. Because it is always said that you don't work with children and animals. Mm. What was that like trying to coordinate all the dogs?
Look, the great thing was, look, I'm a dog lover. And so I had a ball with all the dogs on set, to be honest. And you know, we reached out to the professional dog agility, you know, club that was in WA. So we actually cast dog champion agility, you know, runners with their actual trainers running with them in the film. So the trainers were there with the dogs and they were handling them, so it was great. I mean, it was chaotic. It was absolutely chaotic in the best way imaginable, though. You know, dogs of all shapes and sizes. And then when we were running them individually and filming them with, you know, 9, 7 different camera setups, we were just capturing such great stuff and everyone was laughing and having a ball.
Which is really good. Can I show you? This is my dog. And I love dogs. I actually just took him for a drive and we're going to go for a walk later on. But dogs are these animals that you can come home from work and go, yep, they make your day. Like, they're just great animals.
They do. I have a dog called Peanut, which his name ends up in the film. I couldn't get him in the film. He doesn't like a camera. But he's my best mate. He's my best mate, yep, when I come home.
Had him for 14 years. I love him to death.
Yeah, and I think, Mr. Lee, you said that you teared up in the movie. Is that when you went to check it out, you got a little bit emotional?
You weren't meant to say that, Jay. Yes, I did. I actually had a few tears because, yes, I did. It's a great movie. And as, John was saying, if a movie can make you laugh, cry, laugh, and emotions, come out feeling happy, yeah, that's what you want. And that's right. I get really invested. I get invested in movies because I love movies, and I'm so lucky because I think I've got the world's best job running a movie theatre, and so I can watch every movie, and I do. It is great.
Yeah. Look, it's and I think it's really important to have that balance of, humour and pathos throughout it, and Craig stitched that beautifully throughout the film. You don't earn the happiness unless you go through the downs, and as the town is called, the town of ups and downs, you do go to the downs before you go to the ups as well. And so, winning's not the most important thing, I'll just say that.
Correct. Yeah,
definitely. Now, John, you've done both acting and directing.
Yes.
Which one do you prefer? Because I reckon they'd both be top gigs. Or doing both?
I enjoy directing. I love acting. That's a lot of fun. But I do enjoy directing. I do enjoy directing a lot more because I guess, I can put my head into multiple departments. I love telling a story and working with and collaborating with the creatives, like the production designer, the costume designer, the hair and makeup designer. I think that's really important. Well, of course it's really important, and I love that sense of collaboration. So, I still do a little bit of acting here and there, which I enjoy. It's like a holiday, to be honest, because all I've got to worry about is my lines and the character, But I definitely love directing.
Can I ask, you were saying about, you love directing and all that. How much freedom did the actors have in developing their characters? Did you give them, because sometimes people ad-lib, did you have something like that happen?
Well, when you cast an actor for that role, they're going to bring all the qualities of the character that's on the page that the author has written. So, and Craig is very brilliant at creating these three-dimensional characters. What is always wonderful when you cast and when you bring those actors on is that they bring their thoughts and take on it. So I always go, let's do one with the script, let's do a little bit of impro, but also I'm very open to what they bring to it, because of course when you're across all the departments, you might miss a few things, and they detail it for you, And so there's the broad brushstrokes, but they come in and detail it and deliver it beautifully. And for me, having trained as an actor, worked as an actor, it's one of my joys is to see the actor's craft and what they bring to it. So, and I'm an actor's director. I'm also very visual, but so that is a great joy. Yeah.
John, could there be a runt too? Is that something that you'd be open to if the movie goes that well and you go, look, we could do something more with this?
Well, absolutely. I think you always got to wait to see how the first one goes. I think there's probably room for runt too. Who knows what's going to happen? So I guess I just have to say, watch this space.
Yeah, so good.
Which is really good. Yeah. I hope there is It is a great movie. So, yeah. And I actually think the release of it is perfect timing because we've got school holidays coming up It's going to be a great school holiday movie for all the family. It doesn't matter what age you are. Everyone is going to get something and enjoy this movie. And I think word of mouth is going to spread big time.
Oh, good, good. We hope so. We're really proud of it. And, I believe it's the film we need today. It's the film that you want to go to with for all ages. It's a family film.
So, you know, I always imagine the audience, and I always love the idea of young people going with their siblings, with the whole family, young people going with their grandparents. There's a character in there for everyone.
Yeah, that's
great. Of every age. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, Mr. Lee, if there is a runt too, maybe John might have some work for us. Who knows?
You know,
we've been...
for your dogs or you?
Both.
Yes,
sure.
Sure. Those dog agility courses are busy. There's a lot of people.
Mate, we've been trying to crack the big time. For how many years, Mr. Lee? 10 years of the show.
Yes.
We actually had Jocelyn Morehouse. I don't know if you remember... You know, Jocelyn Morehouse, the director, joined us one day, and we hit her up and we said, "Look, we want some work. What do you got for us?" And she turned around and said, "Well, we'll see what you can do. Send us your resumes. We'll see how we go." Now, that was 10 years ago, Mr. Lee. I think maybe the email address or something got lost. I'm not sure.
We never
heard from her again.
I think the mobile phone. Yeah, I think it did.
Must have lost her number.
But thank you, John. Yeah,
that's good. At least he's going to consider us, right? So that's good.
Yeah, correct. So true. Yes.
Well, just before we wrap things up, John, just very quickly, we thought we might play a game of rapid fire, which is 60 seconds.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Very random. Very random questions. Yes.
I don't know how rapid fire I'm going to be, but let's be like Phil and give it a whirl.
First thing that comes to your mind now, obviously, if there is something that we want some clarification on, we'll say stop the clock and we'll just go into it. But let's see how we go. Cool. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. 60 seconds on the clock starting now. John, who is the most famous person in your phone?
Kate Blanchett.
Oh, okay. Stop the clock. How did you grab that? When did you catch up with Kate? What was the situation there?
I worked at the STC when
Kate and her husband Andrew were the artistic directors. I was directing there.
Oh, I like it. I like it, Kate Blanchett. Good. All right, let's keep going.
Okay. What's your biggest fear?
Being mauled to death by a polar bear.
Oh, okay. Good answer. What's your favourite takeaway?
That would be pizza.
Oh, nice. What's your favourite film of all time?
Oh, that's so tricky. I would have to say E.T.
Ooh, great film. Great film. What's your biggest pet hate?
Passive-aggressive behaviour.
Okay, what's the surprising fact that no one else knows about you?
I have four mothers.
Wow.
I'll leave that with you and you try and figure that out.
Okay. If you could host a dinner party with three people, dead or alive, who would you invite?
I would invite Mother Teresa. I would invite Abraham Lincoln. And I would invite Paul Newman.
That is a bloody great answer. Very well played.
During the movie, how many hours sleep did you get?
Zero.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big fat zero.
Yeah. Very much in the life of a director, hey?
Very much.
Well, John Sheedy, thank you so much for joining us today. Runt, it is out in cinemas this coming Thursday. Make sure you get along and check it out. Fantastic movie, John, and we look forward to seeing what comes next.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, and I'm so
glad you enjoyed the film.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.